弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢比安卡跟美安带领我们美好的诗歌哈。
I want to thank Bianca and May Ann for leading us with such beautiful songs.
我们弟兄姐妹有一个很好的互动。
And we have very good interaction.
那么在今天开始之前呢，我们要一起有一个特别的祷告哈。
And before we start our message, we have a special prayer.
因为我们知道裴牧师大概已经三个星期没有在我们当中了哈。
We know that Pastor Ray has not been with us for 2 weeks.
Three. I'm a pastor. Sorry. I count everyone.
I thought I'm his wife. I know better, but I don't.
you know Pastor Ray better from other things. 但是 Pastor Ray 来教会我是最清楚。
Okay, for 3 weeks he hasn't been here.
Yeah, 我想还不记得 Pastor Ray 有这么长时间没有来教会的时候。
Yeah, I don't remember there's ever a time when he's away for so long.
和身体有些不舒服，我们为他祷告。
So he doesn't feel physically, so we need to pray for him.
Okay.让我们一起低头祷告。
So let's bow our head in prayer.
天父上帝，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace.
我们特别将你的仆人裴牧师仰望在你的手中。
We especially want to commit your servant Pastor Ray into your hands.
我们知道他已经有一段时间没有在我们当中，他的身体有很多的需要。
We know he hasn't been here for a while, and he has many needs in his physical health.
我们恳求主，你用大能的手亲自来医治他。
We pray that you would heal him with your mighty hand.
我们求主，你用你医治的手亲自的扶持他。
And we also pray that with your healing hand, you would support him.
希望他的病痛能够减轻，能够康复。
That his pain would decrease and he would recover.
我们也祈求主保守，希望他的检查报告出来一切都正常。
We also pray that you will watch over him, that all the test results will be normal.
我们求主你眷顾你的仆人。
We also ask you to watch over your servant.
用你的圣灵亲自的恩膏他。
And anointing him with your Holy Spirit.
也盼望他回到我们当中依然像以前一样啊，这样的充满了喜乐，充满了活力。
And we also pray that once he returns to us, he will be still full of joy and full of energy.
能继续在讲台上来传讲主的话语。
That he may continue to share your word on the pulpit.
来建造我们的弟兄姐妹。
To build up our brothers and sisters.
我们恭敬仰望主。
And so we looked up to you.
这个时候，我们也特别纪念到乌克兰的局势。
We also pray for the situation in Ukraine.
为战争中饱受蹂躏和迫害的乌克兰人民，我们求主你怜悯。
We pray that you have mercy upon the people in Ukraine who have suffered so much.
我们希望局势得到控制。
We pray that the situation can be managed and controlled.
我们希望各方面能够保持克制。
And every side would retain themselves.
而不至于造成更大规模的冲突跟伤亡。
That no further conflict or damage or death would happen.
我们求主你继续的保守世界的和平。
Pray that you will continue to watch over the peace around the world.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督
名求。And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 今天我们继续看彼得前书的这一段经文。
Today we will continue our passage in 1 Peter.
那么经文还是同样的一段经文。
It's the same passage.
那么上个星期我们讲到呢，有关是丈夫怎么样去爱护妻子。
Last week we talked about how the husband should love their wives.
今天我们讲到妻子应该怎么样去尊敬丈夫。
And today we will talk about how the wives should respect their husbands.
牧师讲的信息呢，从来不会都没有像这些信息是被大家最热烈讨论的。
So I've never preached a sermon which is so heavily discussed by the congregation.
我这个星期讲的东西，可能下星期要问你，都大概都不记得了。
Because a lot of times when I share a message, people will forget the next week.
但是牧师每次讲到关于婚姻的问题，大家都记得。
But every time I talk about the subject of marriage, everyone would remember.
所以有一次我在教会讲到这个妻子要顺服丈夫哈。
So one time I was preaching that the wife should submit to their husband.
就一个月以后我去探访别人啊，别人还会记得。陈牧师啊。
So a month later I visit somebody and this person still remembered.
你看看，她指着她丈夫。 你看他这样，他能做头吗？
So when I visit this house and the woman says, Pastor Chen, look at this guy. Can he still be the head of the house?
我说那你怎么办？那他不做头，你做头啊。
So if he's not the head, then you want to be the head.
所以呢，讲到这个事情，大家都会记得牧师讲的什么，记得千真万确的。
So when we talk about the marriage issues, you know, a lot of people would remember.
那么讲到分享到妻子的责任啊，大家也都记得更清楚哈。
And when we talk about the responsibility of wives, you know, most people would still remember.
所以这个题目不太讨姐妹的喜欢哈。
Because the subject is not pleasing to sisters.
讲到顺服丈夫，那大脑自动就关闭了哈。
So when we talk about submitting to your husbands, our brain would shut off automatically.
那么其实啊，很多时候我觉得教会的教导有这方面的责任。
But many times I think the church has a responsibility in how they teach their congregation.
讲到妻子顺服丈夫，并不是在非常清楚圣经教导的时候就有很多的误解。
And when we talked about the wife submitting to the husband in our teaching, there are many misunderstandings.
当我们不能完全理解神的话语的时候，我们没有办法应用到我们的生命当中。
And when we cannot fully comprehend God's word, it will be very difficult to apply it into our daily lives.
那么以前教会有一对夫妻啊，是非常热心的啊。
There was a couple in the church who were very zealous for God's work.
他们呢做了很多的事情来照顾弟兄姐妹啊，传福音等等。
And they did a lot of things to care for the brothers and sisters and to share the gospel.
但是他们婚姻当中啊，有非常严重的问题。
But there are some serious problems in their marriage.
这个丈夫呢，就非常的这种，这个管制性比较强。
The husband controls a lot.
所以呢，这个妻子就跟他就会有很多的这种冲突。
So the wives would have many conflicts with her husband.
所以每次找到牧师呢，这牧师就告诉他：“哎呀，你就妻子顺服丈夫，就听他就好了。”
So every time they came to the pastor, pastor would say, "You know, you're the wife. You just listen to your husband."
每次就是这样，你去了，一听他的事情就解决，就这样过去了。
So that's how they pastor conducted counseling. So just let it pass.
但是问题没有解决。
But the problem was not solved.
你一次听他的，两次听，时间久了，那些问题就是越来积压，越来越严重。
So you listen to your husband once or twice, but then the problem continued to pile on.
直到最后有一天遇到一些事情，这妻子是无论如何不能再听他的了。
So until the end, you know, something happened, and the wife said, "No matter what, I should not listen to him again."
所以这个婚姻就到了崩溃的边缘。
So that marriage was at the brink of collapsing.
所以婚姻呢，是现代社会一个非常严重的问题。
So marriage has become a serious issue.
对于基督徒，同样的是一样的。
It's the same to Christians.
怎么样将圣经的原则能够正确运用到我们生活当中啊？
How can we apply the biblical principle correctly into our lives?
所以我们才能真正享受上帝的祝福。
That we may truly enjoy God's blessing.
那现在呢，很多的妇女都是出去工作的也。
And now we see many women have a career outside of their home.
那么经济上相对独立。
So economically, they are relatively independent.
但是家庭生活还是至关重要的。
But family life is still the crucial part.
而且呢，人越来越长寿了。
And then we live longer and longer.
你那个空巢期，就是你的孩子都离开家庭的时候，你可能还是中年的年纪哈。
So during the empty nest stage, you're still in the midlife.
或你活到八九十岁的话，你看你们有几十年的时间，夫妻两个人要相处的时候。
So if we live to 80 or 90, you know, there's a long period of time that husband and wife need to get along.
所以很多夫妻是在空巢的时候就才发现他们之间有很多的问题。
So many couples discover their problems during the empty nest stage.
因为以前有孩子来维系他们的感情，一切的生活，尤其是华人的父母，一切的生活是围绕孩子为中心的。
Because before, all their family life was surrounding their children, especially within the Chinese families.
所以一旦孩子离开之后，生活中就是你和我。夫妻之间已经不知道怎么样相处。
So once their children leave the house, everything will be centered around the couple, and then they find it difficult to get along.
最糟糕的一般就是，一般的人他不喜欢呢去面对他婚姻的问题。
And what's worse is that many people do not like to confront the problems in their marriage.
更不愿意去寻求辅导。
And lastly, they would want to seek the counseling from someone.
如果有一天他真是来到牧师面前说，牧师啊，我的婚姻有问题，我需要你帮助的时候。
So by the time they come to the pastor and said, I have a problem in my marriage, I need your help.
这时的婚姻也差不多就该离婚了。
And that's almost the time when they are going to go have a divorce.
就是已经是太晚了。
It's too late.
所以当婚姻是一个要你非常要付出努力的事情，你才能维持这一段婚姻的。
Marriage takes a lot of effort to keep it going.
所以我们今天来思想这段经文，就看看我们做妻子的责任，这到底意味着是什么。
So today when we consider this passage, let us take a look at how the wife should handle their responsibilities.
好，我们所看的经文在彼得前书第三章一到六节。
Our passage is in 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1-6.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开彼得前书第三章，我们来读第一节到第六节。
So if you have your Bible, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 3. We're going to read from verses 1-6.
那么我来读中文，那么裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese and Mrs. Petzl will read in English.
彼得前书第三章第一节，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
Verse 1, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives.
这正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear,
你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, of putting on of apparel.
只要以里面存着长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
But let it be the hidden man of the heart.In that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫。
For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands.
就如萨拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主，你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是萨拉的女儿了。
Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement.
所以这段呢，大概有六节经文是讲到妻子的责任。
So these six verses deal with the wife's responsibility.
就像我前面讲的，是彼得延续讲到顺服的这个主题。
Just like said previously, Peter continues with the focus of submission.
其实初期的教会跟我们现在的教会一样，妇女很多的。
Actually, in the early churches, same as like us, there are many women.
所以彼得嘱咐那些做妻子的，你们要听从顺服你们的丈夫。
So Peter taught the sisters to obey their husbands.
所以即使有不信的丈夫，因为你们的丈夫仍然有不信主的话，
Even if you have unbelieving husbands,
你不要因为自己知道了真理，有真理在手啊，而轻视他。
Do not hold against them because you have the truth.
仍然要尊重他的权威。
You still need to respect his authority.
而且彼得这里讲了这样做的重要性是什么。
And then here, Peter tells us the importance of doing so.
所以很多人读到这段经文就有疑问，说彼得是不是歧视妇女哈。
Many people reading these verses will think, now, is Peter prejudiced against women, discriminating against them?
实际上不是的，因为彼得不但不是歧视妇女，他的这个提法在当时的那个社会是非常超前的。
I don't think Peter was discriminating against women. Actually, what he said was ahead of his time.
为什么呢？因为在当时的文化，那些希腊的哲学家啊，根本对妇女是不屑一顾的。
Because during that time, the Greek philosophers hold a disdain toward women.
所以他不会给妇女有任何的教导的。
They would not have any teaching concerning wives or women.
所以彼得在这里特别的嘱咐妻子，这一点在当时来说，哇，这概念都是绝对超前的。
So when Peter talked about something concerning women, it was ahead of his time.
而且我们知道，我们这个男女平等现在的概念是从圣经里面来。
And we know the equality between male and females comes from the Bible.
那是源于上帝的创造，哈，在创世纪第一章、第二章是神的创造。
It originates from God's creation. We read them in Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
而且也是基于耶稣基督的救赎。
It's also based on the redemption of Christ.
所以彼得这里面还特别提到了丈夫的责任。我上次讲到，虽然有一节经文，但是分量很重，对不对？
So Peter also talked about the responsibility of the husband, even though it's only one verse, it plays a very important part.
所以彼得在这里是勉励妻子，你们要活出你们的信心。
So Peter here encourages wives to live out your faith.
所以对顺服这个词啊，我们有很多的误解。
And the term submission, we have many misunderstandings.
顺服是一个贬义的词。
It's a derogatory term.
在我们的文化中，一提到顺服，这个都是觉得你这个人一定是委曲求全。
In our culture, when we talk about submission or obeying, it's like you would behave yourself very humbly.
对，你就完全了没有你自己的愿望和意志。
You have no self-will or desire.
其实这个顺服不是圣经里面的教导。
And that kind of submission is not what the Bible teaches.
说你其实准确的顺服这个含义就是敬重。
So the word submission is correct understanding or meaning is to respect.
所以在以弗所书第五章三十一节我们也看到说你要敬重你的丈夫。
So in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31 it says, wives, respect, honor your husband.
所以顺服的解释呢就应该是说要敬重丈夫的权威啊。
So the way we explain the word submission is to honor or respect your husband's role or responsibility.
所以彼得在这里说，如果你有不信从道理的丈夫，你应该怎么样做呢？
So Peter here says, if you have a husband who's an unbeliever, what are you supposed to do?
你应该用你的行为去感化他。
You should move him, change him with your good conduct.
所以这个第一节讲到这个品行啊，这个原文的意思说你是不是用言语的。
So here it also talk about your conduct, your character is not, you're not just using your words.
但是我们现实生活中啊常常是正好是相反。
But in our practical real life, actually we do the opposite.
我们首先是用言语。
We first use our words.
整个是颠倒的了。
So we turn it upside down.
所以这里面有一个文字的游戏啊。
So here we see a word play.
所以丈夫不信从道理，这个道理呢，就我们知道这个希腊文叫 logos， 是不是
？So here, if the husband who does not believe in logos, the word，
那这里讲到不用言语的话，这个妻子呢是不说话，这个说话呢，这个原文的意思呢叫 logos 哈。
那 the wife shouldn't use their words to convince their husband. The word in Greek is logos.
所以这两个音是非常相似的。
So logos and logos, just G and R difference is very similar.
Yeah, 所以丈夫不听到，妻子不要说话。
So if your husband doesn't believe in logos, wife, do not talk.
不说话怎么办？
So if you don't talk, what can you do?
这个动词叫感化。
So the verb here is to move him into.
所以呢，而不是强化。
And not to force him.
所以呢，妻子啊，其实你对丈夫有很大的影响力的。
Actually, wives has great influence upon their husband.
那关键是说你采取什么样的方式。
The key is what method do you use?
而让你的婚姻的关系呢，夫妻之间的这个结合、啊、会更加的坚固。
That the union between you and your husband can be stronger.
这个不是用说教的方式哈。
It's not to teach him.
不是用说教的方式让他信主,
to preach to him, to talk to him that he may become a believer.
乃是用行为感化的方式。
But you use your conduct to move him.
因为这个是非常重要的一点。
This is a very important point.
因为在当时的那个社会啊, 这个妻子是要跟从丈夫的宗教信仰。
Because according to the custom of that time, the wife should follow the husband's religion.
不论你在以前的你父母的家庭里是拜什么样的神, 你嫁到这个丈夫家, 你要随丈夫这一家去拜他们家的神。
No matter what you worship at your parents' home, once you're married, you're supposed to follow your husband to worship his God.
你看, 但是呢, 彼得这里说让你们顺服, 顺服丈夫的结果是什么呢?
So here, Peter advised wives to submit to the husband. And what is the result of the submission?
不是那个妻子跟从了丈夫的信仰。
It's not that the wife followed the husband's religion.
乃是丈夫跟从了妻子的信仰。
But the husbands would follow the wife's faith.
你说最后到底是谁顺服谁？
So at the end, who's submitting to who?
所以这个就是神的智慧。
So this is God's wisdom.
就是所谓的 以柔克刚啊,
so you use your gentleness to overcome his strength or his stubbornness.
我想这个偏偏是我们现代女性比较缺乏的一部分哈。
So this is what's lacking in women in the woman nowadays.
所以呢，我们不太会用我们的柔性哈。
So sometimes, you know, we don't know how to use our gentleness.
我们常常是以刚克刚哈。
So we use our stubbornness to try to overcome their stubbornness.
首先是唠唠叨叨哈。
First, we nag.
没有效果就吵吵闹闹。
So if there's no result, then we start arguing.
最后不行就摔摔打打。
And then still doesn't work, then we start fighting.
我要一定要把这个事情搞定哈。
So I have to, you know, do it my way.
所以 长久下去其实对夫妻的关系是非常不好的影响。
So in the long run, it caused damage to the marriage relationship.
特别是夫妻处久了，我们都觉得说非常熟悉几十年，我们都觉得都不需要客气哈。
So when we get along for such a long time, sometimes we forget to practice good manners.
实际上不是这样的，你还是要敬重他。
So actually, you know, we should still show our honor or respect to the husband.
所以有人说，陈牧师啊，你说要顺服他的，不就是说什么都要听他的吗？是不是？
So Pastor Chen, do you mean that when I submit to my husband, I got to listen to everything he says?
我们家应该是谁对就听谁的。
In our family, whoever is right will listen to the person who is right.
是这样吧？
Is that so?
很多人说谁对是就听他的哈。
So many people say who is right, who is correct, and we'll listen to.
可是问题是双方都认为自己是对的。
But the problem is both sides think that they are correct.
而且很多时候家务的事情是不能分对跟错的。
And many times concerning family matters, you know, it's not a matter of right and wrong.
你一说到说谁说的对就听谁的，这本身这个命题。 就错了。
So the premise of, you know, listening to the person who's right is not right.
所以丈夫跟妻子是有分工有责，很多的时候你讲不清楚家务事嘛，哪有对跟错。
So in the family matters, you know, there are many different chores and different assignments. So sometimes it's really hard to say who's right, who's wrong.
所以如果姐妹们觉得这个东西是不公平的，所以你就很难说你能够按照圣经的教导去做。
So many sisters felt that they have been treated unfairly, so it's hard for them to follow the Bible's commands.
最近呢，我看了一部这个纪录片哈。
Recently, I saw a documentary.
这是我调节我这个脑筋的一个最好的方法。
This is how I relax my mind.
这个纪录片都是动物哈，看得非常开心。This
documentary is concerning animals.
又讲到那非洲的狮子哈。
It talks about the lions in Africa.
拍的这非洲的狮子呢，它有一个家庭哈。And
this lion has a family.
哎，这个很有意思，我以前不知道，原来这公狮子从来不去抓猎物的。I
find it very interesting because the lion never go out after its prey.
我也不知道，我一看纪录片才知道。Until
I saw this documentary.
原来家庭都是谁干活，全是那母狮子。So
in that family, the lioness does all the work.
所以出去抓动物的都是母狮子去抓。
So the lioness would go out and catch their prey.
抓完之后谁第一个先吃
So who's the first to eat the prey?
那公狮子。
It's the lion.
那个小狮子要过去吃的那公狮子一把把它打一边去了。
And when the cub wanted to go eat the food, you know, the lion would, you know, strike the little.
啊，我看那个，我说这个不公平哈。
So after watching that, I thought, well, this is unfair.
但是人家解说马上就告诉我了。
But then there comes the explanation.
你不要觉得它不公平。
Don't think that is unfair.
因为什么分？他们分工很明确的。
Because their assignment is very clear.
因为这母狮子出去打猎，打手猎物的话，这公狮子在家里是吗？哎，保护这个小狮子的。
Because when the lioness go out to catch its prey, the lion will stay home and protect the cubs.
所以他要有任何其他的这个动物来，包括那些个这个海伊娜，海伊娜是中文怎么说？野狗。
野狗。
哦，海伊娜，海伊娜来，那些这就会把这小狮子给杀死的。
Because if hyena would come by, you know, they would kill the cubs.
而且呢，这公狮子，所以要它一定要吃，而且要它吃饱，它要非常的强壮，对不对
？So the lion would have to eat and eat a lot so he can be strong to fight against other animals.
不然的话，它没有能力去保护这个家庭。
Otherwise, he has no ability to protect his family.
所以弟兄姐，你看到神创造这个动物啊，它的这么个动物，它居然很清楚。他们的分工是怎么样
？So you see the animals that are created, they have a very clear assignment of family chores.
所以我们做夫妻的也应该清楚，神在我们身上创造，我们应该更清楚，是不是？
So,
神给我们的旨意是什么
？So we as humans, as husband and wives, we should also know what God's assignment for each of us.
所以妻子敬重丈夫，乃是靠着我们的行为。
So the husband, the wife should honor their husband by their good conduct.
那么我们活出这个行为啊，不是这么这样子勉强做出来。这个行为是来自于我们品格的塑造。
And our conduct is not put forth unwillingly, but it comes out of our character naturally.
所以第三节和第四节就讲得很清楚。
So verses 3 and 4 says very clearly.
所以姐妹们，您不是只要只注重外貌的啊。
It talks about the sisters do not just emphasize on your outward appearance.
和彼得用了三个词汇来描述头发、首饰和衣服。
And Peter used 3 terms to describe our hair, our jewelry, and our clothing.
你知道这个商家做生意主要是赚谁的钱？
You know how businessmen make money.
对，赚女人的钱。
Many make money out of women.
哎呀，你看那商店里啊，那3/3都是卖给女人的东西。
You see, in all the shops, you know, 3/4 of their merchandise are sold to women.
那剩下那1/4不是女人的。
And then only 1/4 is not the women.
就那不是女人的一半是卖小孩的。
Half of those are sold to children.
那剩下男人就没有多少东西可以卖的了。
And there's not a lot of merchandise that the man can buy.
所以。但是大家不要误解哦，不是说彼得要你们不要打扮哈。
But do not misunderstand that Peter tells you not to present yourself very nicely.
那么牧师也喜欢你们姐妹们打扮漂漂亮亮的来教会敬拜神。
I also like the sisters to you know present yourself nicely when you come to worship.
但是不要以这个作为追求的根本。
But do not make that pursuit as the basis of life.
所以应该注重品格的塑造。
You should emphasize more on the building up of your character.
所以妻子用什么去吸引丈夫呢
？So how should a wife attract their husband?
就是你的品格。
That is your character.
那么妻子要注重内心世界的完美。
And the wife should put more emphasis on their inner beauty.
而不仅仅是外貌的靓丽
And not just your brilliance outwardly.
一个人的外貌很重要。
Of course, our outward appearance is important.
但是品格更重要。
But character is even more important.
所以彼得这里讲要有什么长久的温柔。
So Peter says here with a
所以要有长久的温柔。
With a gentle and quiet spirit.
所以这种呢就不是装出来的
And this is not something you can pretend
也不是暂时的
It's not just temporary
乃是我们本身有的一种态度。
But the attitude that we have.
那么安静的心只是说一个人呢要稍安勿躁。
To have a gentle spirit, a quiet spirit is that we do not get restless.
那么这样的话呢一个人安静端庄。
So when someone is quiet, when someone is respectable,
这是一个做妻子应该追求的。
This is something that the wives should have.
所以这个外貌啊随着年日的增加自然就会消失的了。
Of course, our outward appearance would fade away as time goes by.
但是你内心品格的提升啊那个是与日俱存的。
But the lifting up your inner quality would last as time goes by.
所以有人会说那女人就是靠外貌去吸引男人的哈。
Of course, some people may say, you know, women use their outdoor beauty to attract men.
你要知道，你如果用外貌去吸引男人呢，那男人只会欣赏你的外貌，是不是
？But you gotta understand that if you only use your outdoor appearance to attract men, then the men would be only attracted to your outdoor beauty.
如果你是用品格去吸引一个人的话。
But,
他才会学会怎么样去欣赏你的品格。
But if you attract a man with your inner quality, your character, then he will learn how to appreciate your beauty.
那么你年轻的时候你还有外貌啊。
Well, because when we're young, we know we have good looks.
如果神祝福你，你活的年纪啊越来越久，你像你100岁的一个老太太啊。
But if God bless you and you live to be 100 years old as a very old woman.
你还拿什么外貌去吸引人呢
？How can you use your outdoor appearance to attract men？
但是你如果有一颗温柔的心的话，你永远会吸引。
But if you do have a gentle spirit, you will always attract people.
所以夫妻生活需要学习怎么去学会欣赏对方。
So in a marriage relationship, we need to learn how to appreciate each other.
所以做妻子的只有去学习到怎么样去欣赏对方。
Only when the wives learn how to appreciate their husbands,
你才能真正的去尊敬他。
Can you truly respect him?
而且你当初嫁给他的时候，他必然会有一些过人之处嘛。
Of course, when you first marry him, there must be something special about this person.
不然你怎么会嫁给他呢
？Otherwise, why would you marry him?
但是有时时间久了哈，那个优点都看得就觉得是理所当然的了。
But as time goes by, sometimes we take it for granted of their good strength.
那么这样的话，有的时候就常常那些不一样的地方，你会觉得就很会让你觉得很难过。
And then you know it causes you grief when you see so many you know, difference between the both of you.
如果丈夫确实有不足的地方，其实这是正是你做妻子应该去弥补的。
If you do find that your husband is lacking in some area, it's time that you try to complement that area.
所以男人呢很少能够接受妻子的不尊敬。
Very seldom would a man accept the wife's disrespect for him.
所以这个是男人的自尊心是蛮强的。
So the man's self-respect is very, very strong.
不论他在生活中是有多少成就或没多少成就，他在家里面他都希望你能够尊敬他。
Whether he has achievement or not much achievement, he still wants to be respected when he goes home.
Yeah, 我在研究院读书的时候就有碰到一对夫妻啊，他们从中国来的。
When I was studying at the graduate school, I met a couple from China.
哇，那个太太的话哈，哎，对她的丈夫哇，崇拜得不得了。
And the wives have such high regard for her husband.
其实她的丈夫就是我们看怎么看怎么看都觉得是非常普通普通的一个人。
From our point of view, you know, we look at this husband and say, "Oh, he's just somebody very normal, ordinary."
啊，她的妻子哦，人前人后的啊，对她的丈夫啊，尊崇的不得了。
His wife honored him so much, you know, whether it's in front of people or behind.
你再看那个做丈夫的那个笑的那嘴呀、啊，哈。都合不上的
the husband would just smile and smile
所以弟兄姐妹我们如果做妻子有这个品格作为依托的话
So if we have this base of our character
所以我们才能真正扮好那种帮助的角色
Then
对不对
we can truly become a good helpmeet
所以丈夫如果得意的时候我们要给他一些提醒
If the husband is a little bit puffed up We should give them some reminder.
那么丈夫那个低沉的时候呢，你要多给他一些鼓励。
And when he feels low, you need to give him some encouragement.
那丈夫如果困难的时候呢，你就多去帮助帮助他。
And when he is in trouble, you should offer some more help.
如果丈夫比较孤独的时候，你就多做陪伴他。
And when he feels lonely, then give him some company.
所以这样妻子这样做，自然就得到了丈夫的尊敬啊和爱慕。
So when a wife can do this, she will naturally earn the husband's respect and love.
有句俗话说，每一个成功的男人后面都有一个怎么样甘愿付出的女人。
So there's a saying that behind the success, behind every successful man, there is a woman who is willing to give.
我想这个是真实的啊，这个是非常真实的。
I think this is the truth.
在美国有一个非常著名的传道人，他的名字叫Leith Anderson.
So in the States, there's a famous minister. His name is Leith Anderson.
那么他早期出来做传道人，他当时还比较年轻。
When he first became a minister, he was quite young.
他就是有很多的挫折感。
And he felt a lot of struggles in his life.
因为好像他所做的所有的事情都没有什么效果。
As if, you know, a lot of things that he tried to do, he didn't see the result.
所以他的情绪就越来越低沉，越来越低沉。
So he became more and more depressed.
所以他的太太看到他这个情况的话，就非常的去关心他，鼓励他。
So when his wife saw that, you know, she gave him an extra encouragement.
所以有一天他从这个教会回来的话，就是非常的没有精神，然后他就跟他太太说，他说我的信心呢，就要破产了已经。
So one day when he came back from church, he told his wife he was very lethargic, and he told his wife that my faith is about to collapse.
他说大概做不下去，还是改行做其他的好了。
I don't think I can continue to be a minister. Maybe I should change my career.
但是他太太听说了这个话以后，他就鼓励他说，没关系，如果你没有信心的话，你可以靠我的信心，我们一起往前走。
So upon hearing this, his wife responded by saying that if you do not have faith, you can rely on my faith. Let's move forward.
哇，这个太太你看，非常的给他很多的鼓励哈。
So the wife gave him a strong encouragement.
不过他说完这话自己也心虚哈。
But after hearing this, Mr. Anderson knows.He didn't have that much confidence.
他说我这信心能撑多久也不知道哈。
He said, I did not have, you know, I don't know how long I would sustain.
但是就是靠着他太太的鼓励，他就走过了那个人生那个最低谷的那段时期。
But with his wife's compliment and encouragement, he was able to go through that depressive time.
Yeah, 所以这个牧师后来做的非常非常好，很蒙神的祝福哈。
Then he became a very good pastor. Was greatly blessed by God.
Yeah, 我也很喜欢读他的书啊。
I also enjoy reading his books.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹，你看太太的角色非常的重要。
So the wife's role is very important.
所以妻子顺服丈夫不是像我们想的就是听他的，不是这样子的。
So when we think about the wife submitting to your husband, it's not just listening to him.
就是什么事情都要依从他，这个不是圣经讲的顺服。
Just to follow him, whatever. Now, this is not the submission the Bible talks about.
所以妻子顺服丈夫，首先他是敬畏神的一部分。
So when the wife honor their husband, the first thing is that she also fears God.
所以这个第六节讲到说，不是因为恐吓而害怕，你不是因为害怕，你是因为敬畏神的缘故。
And the verse 6 tells us it's not because they're afraid, but because they fear God.
那很多的时候啊，妻子容易在一些小事上啊纠缠哈。
A lot of times, wives would focus on some very trivial things.
那么那些大的事情上反而却让步了。
And they would give in big things.
彼得呢，并不是让妻子可以随从丈夫去拜偶像哈。
Peter is not asking the wives to follow their husband in worshiping idols.
乃是尊重他的意见。
But to respect his opinions.
特别是他在家中的地位。
Especially his role at home.
那么有一对夫妻啊，他就，我上个星期讲到说，你要给对方的满足对方的愿望吗？是不是
？Last week I talked about you should satisfy the other party's desires.
那么。有一对夫妻的话，她丈夫有一个愿望。
And about this couple, the husband has a wish.
丈夫的愿望是什么？ 他要开着 RV 周游美国、啊、
And his desire, his wish is to drive his recreational vehicle and to drive all around the United States.
这个妻子一听就差点没有晕过去、啊、
The wife almost fainted when she heard that.
他想我要住那个那么窄空间的地方、啊、
He thinks she thought, you know, if I got to live in such a narrow space.
然后啊，住的不舒服，睡的不舒服，还要啊，在外面旅行那么久。他说这个简直受不了，不可能是，不可能这样。
For her, it would be so uncomfortable, and then going to all around the country is gonna be terrible.
那我说，先不要这么快就说 no 哈，你先问问他的想法是什么。
So at this time, I think I would advise the wife not to say no right away, but to ask no.What is he thinking about?
多一些了解，多一些沟通哈。
So you have more understanding, more communication.
所以你不可以周游美国，你可以开着 RV 跑一些地方也可以嘛，对不对？
Even if you don't travel the whole country, you can at least go to certain points.
我那个时候那太太说，哦，太不舒服了，这想不笑他。他不要一想住到 RV 里面，他就很难过。
So the wife's first response is when she thinks about it, living in this recreational vehicle, you know, it is so uncomfortable.
不过你看，后来这个新冠疫情来了哈。
But then the pandemic came about.
现在大家都是开着 RV 出去玩嘛哈。
A lot of people drive the RV for their travels.
所以呢，这样是最安全的了，反而。
It's pretty safe.
所以我们看到就是说有的时候我们夫妻沟通啊这个是很重要的一个方面。
So we'll see that communication between the husband and wife is also very important.
妻子要有耐心去了解丈夫他心里到底想的什么。
And the wife needs to have patience to understand what the husband is actually thinking about.
所以妻子敬重丈夫啊不是有条件的是没有条件的。
So when a wife honors the husband is...Unconditional, no condition.
所以呢，这个当然丈夫也不能把妻子尊敬他当做理所当然的哈。
But of course, the husband should not take the wife's submission as for granted.
那么也不能够这个你的所作所为啊，也配得妻子的这个敬重才好。
And then the husband's behavior should be also worthy the wife's.
其实关键的时候我们还是要有这样的信心在神的面前。
But, at the critical moment, we should have this faith before God.
所以所谓的敬重我们是放在敬畏的神这个大的框架下来做的。
So to honor our husband is included in this big framework of our reverence for God.
因为我们相信神会介入我们的生活。
Because we believe that God would intervene into our lives.
神会垂听我们的祷告。
And God will also listen to our prayers.
那么我以前遇到一个宣教士哈，他们是退休了，就从国外回到美国。
I met a couple who were missionaries coming back to the States.
那非常好的一对夫妻哈。
It's a very, very good couple.
那么我真是从他们身上学到了很多东西。
And I learned a lot of things from them.
那他就讲到说当初他们决定去做宣教士的时候怎么样去做那个决定。
And they shared when they first wanted to go as missionaries how they came to that decision.
所以第一开始是这个他做丈夫的觉得说神给他这个感动他要去做宣教士。
First, the husband felt that God called him to become a missionary.
你觉得他应该怎么跟妻子去讲、啊、
So how do you think that he should tell his wife?
他会跟妻子讲说哎神跟我说了哈这样子你要听我的要顺从我我们要一块
出去 What do you say? No, God called me to go. You got to listen to me. You got to obey me. Let's go.
No, 没有。这个做丈夫没有这样做。
He didn't do it that way.
他只是跟妻子说神给我这样的感动让我们一起来祷告。
And he told his wife that God gave me thisprompting in my heart, you know, let's pray together.
所以这个妻子当时就讲哈，这个他的妻子名字叫 Margaret 啊。
And his wife said,
那他妻子就说，他第一开始一听到说，觉得这个不适合他，他也不适合于做这个。
The first time when she heard her husband say he wanted to be a missionary, she responded by thinking that this is not suitable for me, you know, it's not appropriate for me to do that.
但是他们一起祷告了很长时间之后 他的妻子的心意就慢慢的改变了。
But after they prayed and prayed for a long time, the wife's heart began to change.
因为这个做丈夫的，他不是用他的权威来强迫妻子来顺服他。
Because the husband did not use his authority to force his wife into respecting him and follow him.
因为他相信上帝是感动他的心，也同样会感动他妻子的心。
Because he believes that.Since God has moved his heart, God will also move his wife's heart.
所以他出去做宣教士做得非常好，因为 有妻子在旁边是全力的支持他。
So when he became a missionary, he did a very good job because his wife supported him fully.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道来学习神在圣经里给我们的教导，让我们在婚姻里能够活出这样的生命，活出这样的信心。
So once we understand what the Bible teaches, then we can truly correctly apply them into our lives.
是因为我们相信上帝会在夫妻关系当中，他会发挥作用。
Because we know that God also plays his part in our marriage relationship.
所以夫妻两个人互动的时候，你要知道，你要允许上帝这个第三者来插足哈。
So when the husband and wife interact with each other, they also need to realize that they need to leave room for God to come into.
所以呢，我们他对我们的生命是感兴趣，他也乐意在我们的生活中，夫妻生活中扮演一个角色。
God is interested in our life, but He also interested in entering our daily lives.
所以我们要知道哪些事情是我们可以做的。
So we need to know what are the things that we can do.
哪些事情我们要交托给神去做。
And what kind of things we need to leave it to God for Him to work.
所以只有这样我们才能够经历神的同在。
So by doing that, we can experience God's presence in our lives.
那么希望我通过今天跟大家一起来研读这个经文。
So through the study of these passage,
那我们能够了解到圣经这段经文不是说歧视妇女的。
That the Bible did not discriminate against women.
而且圣经是男女平等的一个基础。
And the Bible is the basis for the equality between male and female.
那同时也确认了在现今这个时代，我们生活在这个时代是个不公平的时代。
But also confirms that the time we live in is not a fair time.
所以有性别的差异，夫妻之间也有差异的。
We know there's a difference between our sexes. There's also a difference between the husband and the wife.
所以我们做妻子的应该学习怎么样尊重丈夫在家里面的权威。
So as wives, we need to learn how to respect the authority of the husband in our home.
所以我们不是用言语去左右我们的丈夫，而是用我们的行为，用我们的祷告。
We don't use our words to sway them, but using our conduct and our by prayer.
所以彼得这里讲，我们不是只是注重外貌，更注重我们的品格塑造。
Peter also mentioned that we should not put too much emphasis on our outward appearance, but on our inner quality.
我们内心的改变啊。
And our inner transformation.
那《诗经》里啊，有一段非常著名的，我想大家可能都听说过的这样的成语啊。
And in the book of poetry, there is this verse.
那这里讲到窈窕淑女，君子好逑，对不对
？A beautiful lady, all the gentlemen desires.
这个窈窕啊，是指不是光指一个人的身材哈。
So this beautiful or this the feature
也不是指他的外貌哈。
It's not about the outward appearance.
是窈窕是指的一个人的仪表，一个人的举止。
Yeah, so this beautiful means their conduct.
那么这个淑女呢，就指一个人的学问，一个人的见识。
The lady talks aboutActually, is talking about their knowledge and their understanding.
所以呢，这里你看，我们中国古代的文化其实跟圣经这里讲的是不是一样啊？哈。
So in our Chinese ancient culture, is very almost the same as the Bible.
所以妻子敬重丈夫，是用品格而不是用外貌去吸引他。
So the wife in honoring the husband, she would change him not by outward appearance, by her character.
是用行为而不只是用言语去影响自己的丈夫。
By using her conduct and not just words to influence their husbands.
那么我们这样就真正享受上帝赐给我们婚姻那种 夫妻一起彼此扶持、彼此帮助的那种美妙的祝福。
So when we can truly understand what the Bible teaches us, we can then truly enjoy the blessing that the principles, the teaching comes with.
所以呢，今天关于这个妻子怎么样尊敬丈夫，这个就终于讲完了哈。
So I concluded my sermon on how the wife should respect their husbands.
不过有人会担心啊，有人说陈牧师啊，你今天晚上回去有饭吃吗？
So some people may ask, in the Pastor Chen, would you have dinner when you go home tonight?
不用担心，今天不回去，我这个星期住在 Slow 这边。
So don't worry, okay, I'm not going home today, I'm going to stay here for a week.
这是，我觉得是神的话语，就是智慧，我们按着它去做，就是有福的。
So I do believe that God's word is wisdom, and when we act upon it, we will be blessed.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
我们谢谢你将这个神的教导话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word that teaches.
让我们晓得从天而来的智慧。
That we have wisdom from above.
我们求主你赐福给我们。
Pray that you would bless us.
也保守我们的心。
And watch over our heart.
愿我们能够遵从主的话语，
that we may follow your word，
也愿主在我们的生命当中，尤其在我们的婚姻当中能够掌王权，
that you would reign in our lives， especially in our marriage relationship，
愿主你祝福我们当中的弟兄姐妹，
may you bless our brothers and sisters，
无论是已经进入婚姻的，还是预备将来要进入婚姻的，
whether they are married or whether they are prepared to be married，
让我们学习操练怎么样彼此的相爱。
That we all can practice how we love one another.
愿你祝福这样的家庭，真是夫妻同心，一起来敬畏神，来侍奉你。
And may you bless those who are married, that the husband and wife can be united together. They serve you and they worship you.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.